Father Jerzy Popiełuszko was born in 1947 in the village of Okipe in northeastern Poland. The country into which Blessed Jerzy was born was once suffering from the aftermath of the Reign of Terror by the Nazis and the ongoing persecution of the church by the communists since the country's occupation by the Russians in the Second World War. Okipe, the geographical center or heart of Poland, was a rural village and thus its school system was not as deeply infiltrated with the sociology of the communist regime. But nevertheless, Blessed Jerzy suffered for his faith while yet in school. Each morning before classes began, Blessed Jerzy would walk 3 miles to serve mass, and then after classes were over, in the evening, would return to the church to pray the rosary. His preachiality was ridiculed, and he was accused by his teacher of praying too much. As a precaution, due to the harassment he received, Blessed Jerzy kept secret his intention to join the seminary for fear that if it were known, the results of his exams would be altered. After graduating high school in 1965, while his friends were at the school ball, Blessed Jerzy Popiełuszko was on a train headed for the seminary in Warsaw. He had chosen Warsaw due to its closeness to the monastery of St. Maximilian Kolbe, a favorite saint of Blessed Jerzy. The anti-Catholic Soviet regime made him serve his army duties in a special force, aimed to keep young people from becoming a priest. Despite this, he persevered, and after becoming a priest, he became heavily involved with fighting for workers' rights and opposing communism. As Poland was experiencing a period of martial law, the Catholic Church was the only force that could voice protest comparatively openly, as the regular celebration of Mass gave opportunities for public gatherings in churches, something that could not be done elsewhere without people being arrested. Father Jerzy used this opportunity to speak out against the communist cruel opposition of the Polish people, workers, and the church. His sermons were routinely broadcast by Radio Free Europe and became famous throughout Poland for their uncompromising stance against the regime. In his sermons, Father Jerzy spoke about true patriotism, liberty, faith, and truth. These services drew ever-growing crowds from the capital and surrounding regions. They also attracted the attention of the communist security services.
Rola księdza jest taka, by głosić prawdę i za prawdę cierpieć, jeżeli trzeba, nawet za prawdę oddać życie.
After these strikes, the Communist Party declared martial law until July of 1983 in the country, severely restricting the daily life of Poles in an effort to clamp down on the growing political opposition. During this time, Father Jerzy celebrated monthly masses for the homeland on the last Sunday of the month, advocating for human rights and peaceful resistance of communism and attracting thousands of attendees. His Warsaw office had also become an official hub for solidarity activities. It was also during this time that communist attacks against the priest escalated. In 1982, communist authorities attempted to bomb the priest's home, but he escaped unharmed. On 13th October 1984, Father Jerzy managed to avoid a traffic accident set up to kill him. The backup plan, capture and torture, was carried out by communist authorities on 19th October. They lured the priest to them by pretending that the car had broken down on a road along which the priest was traveling. The captors reportedly beat the priest with a rock until he died, and then tied his mangled body to rocks and bags of sand and dumped it in a reservoir along the Vistula River. His body was recovered on October 30th, 1984. His death grieved and enraged Catholics and members of the Solidarity Movement who had hoped to accomplish social change without violence. His funeral took place on November 3rd, 1984, drawing more than 250,000 people in a massive anti-regime demonstration. They killed Father Jerzy Popiełuszko, but they could not kill his spirit. This saintly priest will forever be remembered for his message, defeat evil with good. No greater love has this than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Blessed Jerzy Popiełuszko, pray for us.